If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
All right, we're here.
Fucking right.
Calm down, Johnny. It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Wait, hold on.
Can I do the thing that you usually do at this point, which is go, I'm very fucking tired.
I usually don't say that out loud.
At all.
You do. You do shit often.
Sometimes.
I re-listen to these.
Oh, that makes one of us. Do I say that a lot?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. But
seriously, I apologize.
Today, I am fucking tired.
Well, you know how that feels now, do you?
You on that boat?
And why is that? Why are you so tired?
Because I've been moving into my new apartment for the last week.
That shit is not easy.
It's not easy.
That
it
is
sucks.
Not easy
it
at
sucks
all,
balls.
Man.
First of all, I had to throw out a huge pile of crap.
Yeah, that happens.
I sent a picture of it to Stanley saying, yeah. I like to call this performance piece my early 20s.
It was nice, too.
It was a massive pile of garbage.
Was it good? It was actually trash or shit you just had to get rid of because it is fucking...
Some of it was like legitimately trash, like a desk that was kind of broken that was just like crammed into a corner.
Sure.
Some of it was just like, I had, for some reason, I had 50 pie tins. Like cake trays
you,
to present cakes.
You love pie. That's
you know,
it's understandable.
Like, you know how like, you go to a bake like a diner and they have like a tray.
Yeah, I have seven of them in my house.
Yeah, I had apparently. Two. I had two dozen. I had 92 canning jars that I gave away to Kimchi-licious, a kimchi company.
Jesus,
they came and took them from me.
Wait, that you just
did
contacted
you
them?
You
No. I drink with the guy who owns the company. And he's just like,
what?
I need jars for tastings. I'll
come. How'd you meet
I'll
the
just take my crap.
How'd you meet the kimchi man?
He was talking up his kimchi at the bar, and he makes some fucking good ass kimchi.
Oh, so it was.
He gave me some daikon kimchi when he came to my house. It was delicious.
Nice.
He was like, thanks for the jars. Here's a jar of kimchi. I'm like, now you need to take this jar. Just wait. I'll put this in a Tupperware because I don't want any jars in my house.
Do you think you'll ever meet him ever again?
Yeah, I'll see him again.
All right.
I love it. What? You, kimchi man, some movers.
So, yeah, I'm pretty tired. Because I went from a relatively quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
To a less quiet neighborhood.
Vibrant?
A little more vibrant of a neighborhood. Like, all right.
A little more hopping?
I didn't know this. Did you know that black people talk that loud all day?
What are you asking, motherfucker? You've been to movie theaters before.
Yeah, but that's at night.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference, man.
Doesn't matter what time of the day. 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's
10
just
o'clock.
A thing and shit.
Yeah. Surprising.
What? All right. So you moved from like a three-family house to what? Another three-family house?
No, a large apartment building, pre-war apartment building.
I love it.
To be fair, you were the only.
You're living like me now, son. It's like we're the same person. It's like we share a brain and a home.
Technically, everybody on the show is rent stabilized.
That's right. We're the only rent stabilized radio show / podcast in the fucking United States, son.
Sucker motherfuckers paying out their full price and shit.
Yeah, I don't know about the rest of the world. Because I don't know. I don't know much about much, Johnny. I don't know if there's rent stabilization in Europe. But there certainly is in New York City.
Yeah.
Pre-war buildings. So you're now in a big-ass building, a baller.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, you underestimated his last situation because you were the only dude in that building left.
Oh yeah,
like,
I was the only one living
like
in that
Omega
house.
Man
it was,
and shit.
It was fucking great. The owners, finally got the estate settled. They could sell it, but I've been living there for very, very low rent on my own for years, like 4 years. Like literally, my neighbors were just like, I know. Nobody is going to be as quiet as you as a neighbor. Aww. I really don't want you to move.
That's you're nice. Rarely home anyway.
I'm rarely home.
You're like the best. If we owned the house, I'd want you to be my neighbor.
Exactly.
You're never home.
Gay.
Mad, be my neighbor, not live with me, son. That, right. That's
I fuck pretty loud, though. I do fuck.
Don't need to hear about that.
That's terrific.
I put the damage in.
Good for you, man. Should never be quiet when you do that.
So you moved to a giant-ass apartment building. So what, there's a lot of black people in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
I'm not used to that.
No, well, not for a long time. Not for a very long time, I'll tell you that much. I lived in a very white / Asian neighborhood for the last 7 years.
Asians? Like, they own restaurants?
That's
who
bought my house. It used to be an Italian neighborhood. It's becoming an Asian neighborhood.
Yeah.
That three-family house is going to be turned into a goddamn barracks of Asian people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I already saw them bringing in large sewing machines.
Of course.
When I was moving out.
Shut
and
up.
I was moving out at 2 in the morning.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah, of course. I move fly-by-night operations,
under the cover of night.
You're a creepy dude.
Under the cover of darkness.
My mother did that shit when she didn't know.
Load a truck.
You do that when you're doing some grimy shit. When you leave an apartment a wreck, that's when you do that.
I am some grimy shit, Johnny.
You left
it a
wreck?
No, I went back and cleaned it because they were
that's some white guy shit. Good for you.
Well, you know why? Because those people actually my own family evicted me, brought me to court, and threw me out on the street when I had no money.
That's nice.
And these people were nice enough to be like, Chris, we're gonna write into the contract when we sell the house that you have 3 months after we sign the contract.
Yeah, that was
and
nice.
Then they gave,
I
so I had a total of 6 months to find a place. Yeah. So they asked me to come back and vacuum, so I came back and vacuumed. I don't think
that's
that
all you had
deal.
To do. That wasn't that bad then.
Well, I had to also put out I had to drag the massive pile of trash that I put in front of the house to the curb.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's not that bad though.
No, it's not that bad.
My mom's left boom boxes, fucking cups, mad shit. Just like, yo, we didn't want it, we just left it there. We didn't even throw shit out. It was like, yo, the super gets paid for that. Fuck it. And we just dipped in the middle of the night.
That's what I did to my cousin who evicted me.
Terrible.
I took all
well,
the
you know what? Fuck your cousin. He had it coming then.
Yeah. I took all the doorknobs when I moved out of that place.
You still have them?
No, I left them at my old place because they were nicer than the doorknobs I moved in with, so I decided to give those to my real family.
Nice.
Good.
Good for you, man. Did they fucking knit you a nice sweater and shit in the dinner night?
No,
before?
But they have texted me and said, thank you for being a great tenant, Chris. It was
wow, that's really nice.
Man.
I do pay my rent on time or in advance.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, advance is kind of crazy to me, but, you know, that's good.
It's getting a bit much,
cover
but all
your
right.
ass. You know, you cover your ass.
Well, sometimes, you know what I want to do? I just want to pay some rent in advance and just not think about it for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's I like, know dudes like do that with their friends' the cell phone and shit. 3 months in advance.
Yeah, I like to do it around the holidays so I don't have to think about anything while I'm horribly depressed because of the holidays.
Jesus.
And spend that money, son, getting those presents.
I buy myself presents during the holidays.
Making it rain.
I know that.
Make yourself feel better.
Every year I buy myself something nice for Christmas.
Like a big fat rail.
Yeah. I buy like a sweater for my cat.
That's nice. How's your cat? How's your cat like in your new apartment, buddy?
Well, thanks to you, I realized that she got a lot of new places to explore. That's a text I got from Stanley. He was like, how's the new place? I was like, I'm still moving in. It's at 2:30 in the morning. He's like, how's the new place? I was like, I'm still fucking dragging shit off the truck. And I just get a text back. Well, your cat has a lot of new places to explore, so that's exciting.
It's true. Cats like to explore new places.
You know what they do when they explore? They shit everywhere.
Yeah,
is your cat just shitting
shit.
Them?
She shit.
They piss more than shit in a new place.
All right, basically, she hasn't. It was just this one box that smelled like the room I used to keep her in the house, like when I had guests over.
Yeah. Company.
Yeah. So it was just this box filled with like junk. I didn't really need anything in there. And as soon as I let her out of the thing, I like just like let her like sniff stuff, and I went to go do something. Came back in a room, she had already pissed and shit only in that box.
Okay, that's her box though.
Yeah, well, I'm throwing it out.
No, it's her box. Let her fucking live in the shit smell.
Well, at least cut the part where she shit
in. Get out of there and nuzzle against me in bed, covered in shit.
But she's not going to shit on you, though. So, you know, just let her keep her shit.
I don't want to get that toxoplasmosis. I'm not trying to get that
I don't even know what that is.
I'm sure you already have it. I probably fucking have it for being around my girlfriend's cat. I'm sure you have it for owning a cat.
Damn.
It's this weird, like, disease that I think some people have said that makes you just... Like, it mind controls you to do nice things for the cat.
What?
Yeah.
It's like.
It's off that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, no, they say it makes you really like cats, and it also supposedly
it's
makes
like a
you like, want to fuck more or something.
Like
I don't
a
know.
Pheromone, basically.
Yeah, but I don't think I have that. I only have one cat. I got her when she was a wee kitten.
That's nice.
I'm not.
Fucking.
I don't have toxic.
Took her off the streets. Look at
yeah,
you,
I
man.
Did.
Gave her home.
I'm taking runaways all the time, bro.
Well, I'm trying to find. Yeah, toxoplasmosis.
That's actually a real thing. I didn't even know you had a cat, son. Good for you, Hicks.
It could cause neurological disease.
Ah, you straight.
Yeah, it's like cordyceps mushrooms, but for cats.
Yeah. Numerous studies found a positive correlation between latent toxoplasmosis and suicidal behavior in humans.
Ah, you're fine.
Also, attention deficit, ADHD, OCD, and schizophrenia.
I got those.
You got none of that shit. You straight, son.
I got it. Yeah, I got everything here. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I want to know that. Since y'all got cats, how much are you actually spending on the cat, though? Like food and whatnot?
I don't know. A bag of food costs a dollar.
Damn.
There's also crazy cat lady syndrome.
That's a real thing?
It's coined by fucking different news outlets.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the link between the parasite toxoplasmosis and to several mental disorders and behavioral problems.
Wait, how long you been with your cat, Hicks?
Well, no, my fucking girlfriend's had that cat for like 6 years or something. No, no, like 4 years, 5 years.
How long you been with the cat in your crib, though?
No, it's fucking, it's still at her place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, whenever I'm there, I'm fucking around the cat. I've been around the same cat for fucking years.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's,
You get along with the cat?
Of course I do.
You've been poisoned, my man.
You think so?
You got that pheromone.
No, I know. Dude. I have the cat brain. That's what I call it, cat brain. Whatever, I'm just going to accept it, and I'm not going to try to cure it. I'm going to be like Will Smith in with I Am Legend.
Yeah, that shit.
Did you see that movie, Johnny?
I hated it.
Why?
It was just like, all right, you could have just killed him. He tried to reason with monsters and shit. You kill him. You don't need explanation. Just kill him.
I think it was the best movie of the last 5 years. Chris, agree?
No.
What was the one that he did with his
son? Can we ever agree about anything?
We all agreed on active killing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one time that's ever going to happen.
John, did you see Act of Killing?
So parts of it. I never get the full movie. I get it off of YouTube. I don't do Netflix like that no more.
Well, just get Netflix. It's
not on
Netflix.
I have fucking Netflix. I also have fucking Optimum, and then they like to regulate how much internet I use in a month. The shit chops up. I wake up at 5 in the morning now and shit. My internet's down. I don't need it, but it's fucked up to know that if I needed it, it's down. So, then when I didn't have internet for what, fucking 7 hours Saturday? I called the company like, yo, I needed internet. I didn't have the shit. It's been down for 7 hours. I'm like, yeah, we got it on record. You get 67 cents credit for the day.
That's nice.
That's terrific. So that brings my bill down to like $190 for the
fucking month.
Why is your
bill $200 a month?
I don't fucking know. They just charge
me. You got Red Zone? Is that why?
No, I want Red Zone. I don't even have that.
I got Red Zone.
I have like. I got the not silver. I'm one below silver, like premium.
You got HBO Go?
No, none of that shit. I have Stars. I get to watch fucking.
You got that Spice Channel, dog?
I wish. I miss that shit. That used to be my shit. So,
Hot Network.
Oh yeah, nah. They don't even have that. They have I think Adam and Eve now. Some shit.
Adam and Eve, the porn.
5:15. It's 5:15.
Well, you know, Adam and Eve is a sponsor of More Like Radio.
Well, good for them. I enjoy their products.
So do I.
Their vibrators, a little bit extra for your lady friends.
That's
if you ever
so
need
nice.
To use it.
Or
good
if you just
want to
like put a vibrator on your balls while you jerk off, it's whatever. It feels great.
I had a fucking free shower head for like a week.
Pretty good.
You ever had one of those? The shower heads you can pull off?
Yeah, I like that to get. I'm a very hairy man.
Yeah, me too,
so
son.
In order to get the soap out of my grundle hair, I like
hell
to take
yeah.
the shower.
I don't
yo,
want to hear about
there.
This.
Cleanest balls I've ever had for a week's period. I just, every day, I bathe with that shit. Balls is mad clean. Balls felt mad for like I'll get
you
my balls.
You got all the peanut butter off?
I wouldn't say all that, but it was a good time. I enjoyed it. My grandmother didn't like it because she's an old person.
Yeah.
So I had to put up the old fucking shower head with all the lime inside the motherfucker.
That's
nasty. But she liked it. And it fills up the fucking bathtub. So that's fun. My balls don't feel fresh, but she's happy. Good for her.
Seems like you don't like your grandmother.
I'm getting pissed. She's old. She should be dead by now. She's
Johnny,
a little bit longer than she should.
Stop.
Good times.
Stop, Johnny.
So your cat's happy, though, right, Chris?
My cat's happy.
That's good.
Yeah.
As long as the cat's happy, right, Chris? As long as the cat has a good time.
It's true. As long as
how many bedrooms do you have now?
Four. I went from 2 to 1 bedrooms.
But it's a huge ass fucking crib. Like
my bedroom now, the one bedroom I have is as big as the 2 bedrooms I had in the old place.
So you could probably
Jesus
just like
Christ.
Put a wall in the middle too, right? If you wanted to
build a wall.
Not that you want to, but
I could. No, I'm not going to
build
that.
A wall, Chris.
Build a wall.
Yeah.
I should build a wall.
Do you live in the Carter?
In the Carter?
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to
become the
Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, it's about to get Carter real quick.
Yeah, son. I'm in there. You ain't even going to know. I'm going to
so
be in your house.
Is the neighborhood you're living in like an up-and-coming neighborhood, you could say?
It doesn't sound like it.
The thing about the neighborhood is One block down is like old Victorian houses that are, you know, nice like houses, rich people live there. Yeah. But then like now all these buildings are being, because of that, all these buildings that were all rent stabilized, it was all, you know, it was all poor people are now getting very very yuppified. There's a yuppie coffee shop over there that they all congregate in as if to say, sorry, black people, we're opening businesses.
So it's like you're in a fucking on Friends and shit. You're a cast member of Friends and
I am a cast member. I go in there, terrible. I have one of those big cups.
Just sit on a giant orange couch.
Yeah, I just sit down. I'm just like,
well, he wouldn't even sit on it. He'd be in the background.
So my office job sucks, huh? That's what I said. I really like that chick over there, but she doesn't know I exist.
My boss is a real dick.
Yeah.
I was burning some tires, and he just pissed off at me.
What the fuck? I go in there, I crack jokes like, hey, I want my coffee like all these people were pushing out of this neighborhood by increasing prices around me.
Very good.
It comes off weird.
The Chinese spots are still there, though, right?
Yeah.
That's good. And yeah. You get the old neighborhood prices, if you know what I mean.
Are there
right?
any chain restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
Right by my... There's there's a Dunkin' Donuts, obviously, but...
they everywhere. I got two in my hood now. It's crazy. It's mad in the Bronx.
There's actually...
Shit.
Less than a mile away, there is a Golden Krust.
Yeah, so you living that life. Jamaican chicken patty.
I really like Jamaican food a lot.
Get the cocoa bread.
Yeah, we all know the cocoa bread's good. Yeah, we know.
A lot of people might not know that though.
Well, Johnny's clearly ghetto for life, right?
Yeah, that's what that is. Fuck that you, Banksy. Bread. Banksy can suck my dick.
Oh yeah, what happened? Banksy hit the Bronx, right?
Banksy put up ghetto for life. I'm not saying I don't claim that, but he don't need to say it. That's racist when he says it.
Some people are pissed at him, right? People in the Bronx are pissed.
Yeah, but if you see people from the South Bronx on TV, usually they on TV like, oh, I seen everything, all that shit. They kind of all ghetto for life. I don't give a fuck what the borough president says. Fuck that. Ruben Diaz, I think. Fuck him. I know we got that bus tour coming through now and people feeling big. You still hood. I got better jobs than most people in my hood. I can say that proudly. So fuck them.
I saw a documentary that said that the South Bronx was the poorest congressional district in the country.
Hey, they not lying. Well, not in my apartment, because my apartment's nice.
Well, I know you got that shit.
I got a blue fucking player.
We're bringing the Blu-ray. Average up. It would be the poorest congressional district in Rwanda if you weren't in there balling. Just
hell yeah, son. Just Blu-ray players, wireless around, controllers yeah. in my crib and shit. Everything.
No wires, dog.
Yeah, no wires at all. I got a controller for everything in
Jesus
my room
Christ.
Now.
Like it's 1995, so wires are really a problem.
Hell
in my
yeah,
life.
Son. Oh, you haven't been in an apartment in the South Bronx in a minute, son. You would trip over shit in somebody's apartment.
I have not been in an apartment in the South Bronx. There's people with fucking Xanax dollar. I'm an Irish kid who lived in the South Bronx.
That's a good thing.
Irish kid where?
He was White Mike.
They're just hiding everywhere, huh?
White Mike.
Oh, hell yeah, White Mike.
So people just basically mad at Banksy because he's being honest and shit. That's all that is.
Well, it's also, if you notice, it's a... It's a butler holding the spray paint cans for a spoiled little British boy in a private school uniform. And he's spray painting ghetto for life. It's really commentary, Johnny.
I'm not on that
shit.
Now
all these people want to go into places and act ghetto.
It's true, though. I can say that
it's
from
my... It's about gentrification. I know all about that now since I'm part of it.
Yeah, you're part of it. You're now a gentrifier.
To be fair, though, like, you know, I was thinking about you like in a weird part of that, though. Like, you're right down the fucking middle.
Yeah, I like it. You're in a goddamn war zone right now.
It's like they run and train on you, both sides. It's like, and you're right in the middle, just taking it. Who's piping you from the back?
I just needed a slightly more convenient apartment to my work.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not a weird situation in you a little bit? Like, you turn to your left, it's mad poverty. Turn
it's
your
not
right.
mad poverty. It's just like black families.
All right, well, we'll be nice. It's livable, I guess. And then you turn to your right, it's got motherfuckers in powdered wigs having coke parties
and shit.
Well, I
mean, there is a lot of people in powdered wigs. Hipsters are bringing that back now.
Are they?
Yeah, it's that new hot shit, dog.
Tight jean-wearing faggots.
They wear them sideways to be ironic, though.
They came and see where they're going, then.
Some crazy shit, son.
That is crazy shit. Also, there was a Banky piece put up in...
Banky?
Banksy. I don't know.
With an S.
Banksy piece put up in Queens, by Citi Field. And it was a sculpture. So it wasn't like on a wall. It was actual sculpture.
Oh, I didn't even know
somebody jacked
that
shit real quick, I'm sure.
Some dude like immediately fucking rolled up to it and like, yo, this is mine. This is mine. And when it was just like fucking people saying, get the fuck away from it. And then it was like almost like a sphinx head, like on top of like a bunch of like broken bricks.
Yeah.
But they were like fake bricks, like styrofoam bricks or whatever. And he was selling piece the bricks for $100 a shot.
People were buying that shit?
Yeah, people were buying them.
Fucking
and then
crazy.
Some lady came out of nowhere and said she was on the fucking phone with Sotheby's saying she was trying to broker a deal for the Banksy piece.
And what did dude say?
And
he was like, shut up, bitch.
No, the dude was all about it. She was working this guy, right? And then they just eventually moved the piece. A truck came and they moved the piece out of the fucking neighborhood.
He got anything for his troubles or no?
Who knows?
He probably got Native American.
But it's
fuck,
so
man.
It's funny though because people are just playing into exactly what he was trying to do.
It's great. It's
the whole point
it's
of this
sad
piece
and
was
great.
Was overhyped bullshit, and people are just playing into it. Like every ounce of attention he gets is just playing into his douchey artistic ways.
Well, Bloomberg wants to bring him down and shit. He's
well,
like
of course,
public enemy
Bloomberg
number
is
one.
No fun. I mean, come on.
Well, also recently there was
Mayor Stick in the Mud
for one of the pieces.
Watch the language.
Stick in the Mud, bud.
One of his pieces was like, he posts them to his website every day, like BanksyNY.com or something. Yeah. And it was like, today's art piece was canceled by police involvement.
Hell yeah. He should be out by, I think, November, right? He's not here till December.
He's supposed to be here a month.
Yeah, he's out soon.
And people have been like fucking following the trucks he's been sending around town. Like, and because apparently.
That pig one was nice. I like
that
one.
Yeah,
that shit was hot.
Sounds of the Hams, I think it was
called.
Yeah,
nice. That shit was hot.
And. They followed one of the trucks to like he apparently he's working out of some warehouse in Red Hook, so they followed him there and they were taking pictures. Like it's getting crazy. People are just obsessed. It's
basically, like a real life Dog Night and shit.
Well, sure.
Something tells me that Banksy didn't really know that like the biggest thing the NYPD cares about is you making the NYPD look stupid. They care more about that than actually stopping crime.
To be real though, like what the fuck is he doing as a crime and shit? It's not like
graffiti is a crime,
Johnny.
It's art though.
But he has been careful, and he's only been working on like privately owned. He hasn't put anything up on like city owned property.
Yeah.
So they actually, unless someone makes a complaint,
which nobody's doing because it's just making shit worth more money.
Yeah, exactly. He's just giving them free money.
Yeah. He's giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
If the pieces don't get buffed immediately, which is happening most of the time.
Oh, people tagging up on it. You heard that story with somebody tagged up and they were going to. I don't know if they fucked him up or they tried to fuck that dude up.
No, that dude got beat up, yeah.
I got his shit rocked? Well, you don't fuck with Banks. It's on ghetto for life.
No, you
got
to get.
Put it on the wall.
No, you got to get your fame, dude. That's how you do it. You buff somebody else.
I never got that shit either.
Dude,
I know
you
a couple
get your
dudes
fame
tagged.
Up. What are you talking about?
You gotta get up. You gotta get up,
like
son.
Karma. You never need that shit.
The only dudes I knew that tagged hard by was the Wolf Pack with the red shit on your back. That was about it. Anybody?
The
else?
Wolf Pack, really?
That was all
Scott
I knew.
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
Fuck yeah, son. He used to red on your back, son.
Throw it up, Chris. Throw up that song, Wolf Pack. Come on. There's some good advice.
We should just make that the theme song. Fuck it.
Don't turn your back on the Wolf Pack.
Technically, you live like in a Wolf Pack hood. You got the million-dollar man on one side. Oh, no, he never
got my
million-dollar
belt. I still got that. I don't got an official one. I just got the plastic shitty one.
Hey, fuck it. It's better than nothing.
I'm the $100 man.
You feel that? Mmm.
This is our shit right here, boys.
Hell yeah.
We're bringing it back.
About to wear some leather pants and kick a motherfucker in the face.
Don't turn your back on the Wolf Pack. Because apparently
this is a good song. Listen to this. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the rain strike the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war back. It'll prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for the film, coming to grave with them. You're never walking out of here. So you're back on the war there back. It is.
You will get bit in your back if you turn your back on us and shit. Just snatch you up.
That song's so good. Who do you think they got to rap that? You think that was Biggie?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody that might have been signed to No Limit back in those days.
Probably.
Didn't Master P make some WCW appearances?
I'm sure he did.
He did. He definitely did.
Was he beefing with Kurt Hennig? Because I know Kurt Hennig had that rap sucks shit.
I was beefing with Kurt Hennig for a short amount of
time. You know who beat him? Fucking drug overdose.
Yeah, I know.
Got him in the fucking...
Painkillers and...
That's a motherfucker.
Downers beat him.
That's a bitch.
Yeah, there was a... There was a No Limit Soldiers WCW stable.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Was Conan part of it?
I know they had like a fucking Mexican in there. They just went everywhere at one point.
Mr. Perfect and the West Texas Rednecks had beef with the No Limit Soldiers.
That makes sense. There you go. Because Rap Stinks. That was a song, I think.
Look that up. See if you can find a Rap Stinks Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, just put Kurt Hennig, Rap Stinks or Rap Sucks or whatever. That shit was all right, son. He had the cowboy hat on. No, he's from Minnesota. And shit. So
it's Mr. Perfect, baby.
There you go. No, no, third video. Third. All right, either one.
I hate rap, Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. Here he is. Yeah, jack that all the way up. I got it.
Jack that shit, son. Harder.
I like country music. I love country girls. I like Willie Nelson. And don't forget about Pearl.
DDP.
That wasn't DDP.
It looks like DDP.
it's DDP.
Well, that's a bonus.
How much you want to bet this shit hit like a top five at somewhere, some Nashville time?
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it went hard.
But you know that's a beautiful thing.
I think this was when, yo, he did, oh man, was it him?
It's a bunch of crap. I hate rap.
I like beating my sister after I bang her. But I hate rap. It's a really good song.
There was one, I want to say it was them, but there was one fucking federation that did like a fucking noose thing that didn't go over well, and they had to take it off. I don't think he did it, though.
TNA?
Nah, not TNA. Could have been ECW, because they were doing some crazy shit.
Did noose thing? What are you talking about?
You're thinking of
noose,
Gilbert.
Noose. They had some shit. No, no. They did some shit with a noose, and it was a black tag team involved, and it did not go over well.
Oh, Jesus.
Wrestling gets out of hand.
That was just Kurt Hennig and his personal life. Because apparently he does not like black people if he makes a song I hate rap.
That's true.
Mm.
Is that Kimbo Slice in that next video?
No, this is Macho Man.
I don't know.
Macho Man kind of had a Kimbo Slice thing going back in the day.
Oh, he was jacked up for a while. That was when he was rapping. That's because he loved rap. Macho Man loved rap.
Yes, he did. He was a Spider-Man, right? Yeah. But he was all jacked up. Fucking shit.
He was jacked up in that movie.
Shout out to WWE 2K14. I will be buying that next week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played a wrestling game since WCW NWO Revenge.
Fuck all that. They got everybody in that game. So 30 years of WrestleMania, I'm paying for that. Big John Studd, don't got to make him no more.
No word?
He's in the game. Andre. Macho Man's in it. Ricky Steamboat.
Macho Man's in it?
Hell, yeah. They got
sure?
Room. Yeah, he's in it. He's in the video and everything, son.
All right. He's dead. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but, you know, estate and all that. And they say Hulk Hogan might put him in the Hall of Fame this year coming up. So, God willing, hopefully he gets in.
Wow, I that'd be crazy if they put.
I'd pay to get go to that one. That's fucking big.
Didn't he steal Elizabeth from him, like in real life too?
I think.
Oh,
he
that's
did.
A fucking piece, bro.
I think that was
she's super hot.
I think that was Lex Luger doing that.
No, fucking ugly woman.
Back in the day,
Elizabeth?
She was good looking.
Yeah, she was not good looking.
Shut the fuck.
You
up.
You just young.
What? No, man. She was pretty, son. She had
don't badmouth the dead. For love of God.
Is she dead?
Yes, she's
dead.
Yeah,
you fucking know she's dead because we make
she
Lex
died,
Luger
she
jokes
died
all
with
the goddamn time.
Lex Luger, man.
Lex
Come
Luger
on.
Killed that bitch.
I don't know if we don't know that. No,
he did. He did time for it. What
Wait,
do you mean?
Did he hit her with his steel elbow?
Stop
well,
it.
Well, he
all
hit her
right,
with a steel pipe. So technically, yeah.
She is not an attractive woman.
You fucking wild.
She's all right.
She's a nine.
She was the first lady
nine?
Of wrestling.
Like that's a nine, my man.
A nine. Here's
a nine.
Her on her wedding day.
That
is not a nine. That's
Macho
a seven at best.
Like, that was the best wedding ever, by the way, when the Undertaker, no, Jake the
Snake
said, snuck a
cobra.
Snake. Yeah.
That shit bit him in the arm like, oh, this dude is dead, son.
During their reception party with
hell
their opening
yeah.
presents?
I would have never opened the gifts. You get a gift from fucking Parts Unknown. You don't open that shit. You just leave it
That's
be.
A good point.
Was Jake the Snake from Parts Unknown?
No. It was Rattlesnake Tag. I don't fucking know. They always had weird shit. I think Undertaker was
He was originally Parts Unknown. Then it was like
Tombstone, Texas, or some shit like that.
Yeah, some Death Valley.
He was from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Jake the Snake.
That's what he claimed on him, yeah. Or that's where he was actually born. Because it's not the same thing.
I think that's where he got his yogi training.
That's DDP. Shout out to DDP, man.
No, Jake the Snake is doing that yoga for regular bros too now.
Yes, he is. Oh,
hey, we're three regular bros.
Right. Some, about
we,
regular,
we should do Pilates. We should compete directly with them. We should put out a Pilates video.
Well, you're doing fucking JJ, right? You're still doing that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right?
Yeah.
You didn't quit that shit, did you?
No, I didn't quit.
All right. I might need your
I didn't go today, though.
My
trainer had the flu. He sent me a thing. Said, you know, I'm just grappling with dudes all day, so things happen.
What the fuck?
What
kind of text is that, though? Just like, I'm sick. You don't got to say all that.
Well,
I
texted him, no problem. He's like, sorry, man. You know how it is. I'm rolling, because as they call it rolling. I'm just rolling with people all day.
For what is this? What are you doing?
My Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu training
oh,
got
yeah.
the flu.
Holy shit, he really just sent you that text? Yeah, that, so.
Well, I mean, we grew up together. He just was letting me know.
Sure,
yeah,
he
but
did,
he's
yeah.
giving you like the verbiage and shit. Like, it's like, this is why I can't because I'm down for the cause type shit.
Yeah, he was letting me know.
That's crazy, son.
That's how they talk.
So he's rolling like, around with dudes
we're gonna
and you catch
we're gonna
a virus.
That's what they say. We're going to roll. It's, it's you're not rolling down the street. You're not rolling on ecstasy. You're just rolling
life.
With some dude on some meds.
Hey, there you go. That's your training. I'm
is
not
that like cross training?
CrossFit, you mean?
CrossFitting?
It's not like CrossFitting.
At all.
Gay.
I do that when I'm not. I do that on my off days from CrossFitting.
I thought CrossFitting was a way of life. There are no off days.
They really are trying to get that shit in the Olympics. That's kind of sad, son.
What? What are they trying to get in the Olympics?
CrossFitting type shit?
What is it? Just fucking bench pressing?
Well,
no,
CrossFit
it's
is a
squatting?
Whole lot CrossFit of shit. Is its own like weird sport. Like you have to do...
But it's
they go for reps
too, though, right?
Like powerlifting in the Olympics, right? They go for weight.
Yeah.
Like you basically, it's whatever your highest weight is your score. You know what I mean? Like,
But you do reps,
rep.
No?
You don't go for reps.
Okay.
But with CrossFit, it's reps in a certain amount of time at a high weight. It's basically
it's
just
an explosive workout. I'll say
it's
that.
It's a sport. It's like they call it a cult or whatever. It's not really like training. It's just it makes you good at CrossFit.
It's
doesn't
a way
make
of
you
life.
Diesel.
I'm pretty sure that's what
it
the
doesn't
website.
Make you good at other sports. It just makes you
it
really
doesn't.
Good. I mean, I guess if you're stronger, you're going to be good at other sports.
No,
but it's like
it's
it makes you
good
really good
though.
At CrossFit. So now all of a sudden, for the first time in your life, you're in decent shape and you're really good at this one thing, but you still can't play basketball, so that's why it becomes a cultish thing. You know what I mean?
It's weird.
I see what you're saying.
Like, guys who do that, like, the guys who really get into that are people who have never been in good shape.
So it's basically like the dude that does 20 crunches in one day, like, yo, I'm in good shape and shit, just off of one day.
Are you talking about yourself?
Not me at all. I don't do 20. I do fucking 60, three sets of 20 every day.
Of crunches.
I'm good money. Crunches.
That's how you got that six pack.
Yes.
Okay.
You jackass. I'm sorry, I can't be rolling around and catching flus.
I know,
and shit,
yeah. Because
you keep
this
shit.
I'm rolling on my off days for CrossFit, and that's how I roll.
Yeah.
That's how I do things.
Yeah. You're
that's
just
crazy.
Eating ecstasy all day long in a room by yourself, is just what you're
like. How hard are you doing this? That he just felt like, yeah, it sounded like not terminology type shit.
No, he, what,
like,
what do you mean?
Shit.
He canceled a session.
Could have just said, I'm
personal
sick.
Trainer.
He just had to hit you with the, oh, this is why, because, you know, I do this.
He knows I have a very busy schedule. I have to play
well,
with my cat all the time because I have toxoplasmosis. All the CrossFitting eats up a ton of time.
There's nothing wrong with toxoplasmosis.
That cat will eat your face the day you die.
Oh, of course.
If you die
I thought
before
about
it.
I feel I always keep the cat out of the
I
bathroom when I'm
cats.
Showering because if I slip in the shower and die, I don't want them to... It's bad enough that they'll find me naked with a broken leg. I don't want them to find
and
me
your
half
face
my face.
Fucking eating all...
No?
Whatever, you'll be dead. Who cares?
I know, I'll probably be waterlogged too because the shower will still be on.
Oh,
I look pretty bad.
God,
yes,
damn,
son.
Dude, you just time that shit out. Fuck,
yes, son.
Man.
I don't got
might as well
with
give
that.
The cat one last meal. You know, because
oh,
the toxoplasmosis
Jesus
makes me
your,
love it so much.
Yeah, your grill.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is so bad, dude. You got to get rid of that cat.
Cat's plotting to kill you, son.
As long as I don't leave lotto tickets lying around, it should be fine.
There's nothing wrong with leaving lotto tickets around.
What if the cat eats your lotto tickets?
Oh yeah, I have to gut it.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know, man. This six games is so weird. I can't believe you moved.
I know. I've been in that apartment for 7 years, man.
Yeah, you did some grown man shit right there. Just moving out from what you
years.
Know. How long
well,
did
I had
you live
to.
There? Though? 7 years straight.
Yeah, I lived there 7 years, man. Whew. By myself.
Yeah, in front. That was kind of cool. It's like you kind of owned a mansion and shit.
Except I can only go on one floor, and I can use the backyard.
It's not bad. It's still yours. All right.
It was pretty clutch. It was a nice apartment. It was good for the time. But
you didn't have no nosy neighbors. Nobody complained about noise.
No.
Good. Did you ever?
I don't really make that much noise. I don't
did
throw
you ever
parties.
Catch a fucking squatter? I thought you caught a squatter there. Once.
Well, you're gonna
I
start. You're bragging
somewhere.
About how big this fucking place is. You're gonna start throwing parties.
Oh
my,
son.
Yeah,
my
son.
New house. No.
You
I'm
sound
just,
like you fucking.
I'm just bringing
great
dudes over there to
shit.
Roll.
That's see, that sounds bad when you put it like that.
You got the gym mats on them, blue mats and shit on the floor.
I had to throw my gym mats out because they were pretty dogged out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
You yeah. get that shit in. You cross
it.
That was part of the
pile.
How much shit did you give away? I know you was giving mad shit away too.
I did give
point.
Away a bunch of stuff. I gave away
did
a heavy
give away
bag.
The punching bag.
I
yeah.
gave away the Randy Couture endorsed Tower 200 workout system.
Oh, the shit on the door?
Yeah, I gave that away.
Did it work?
Of course it worked.
Nice.
These
are expendable, you
know? I gave away some really large Averex jackets from the 90s.
I don't front. Those are shits as vintage. You should have kept them and fucking put it in a storage unit, man.
Whatever. I just gave them to the only person I knew who would still wear them. Like I had some
fish.
Yeah, that's who I get. That's his actual name, so you probably shouldn't say that on a podcast.
Nah, probably not.
No one's gonna know some guy named Fish.
Sounds like
everybody
the band.
Knows a guy named Fish. He's the third person I've known named Fish.
So exactly, no one will know which fish it is, and that's not his name, by the way. His name's actually Carp.
Good improv. Good improv.
I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't improv. It was truth. Johnny, I watched the little documentary. Oh, by the way, you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. What's our Twitter account, Chris? Because I'm
HS
blacked
Radio
out.
Show.
Say that again because I talked over you.
Okay. It's at HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio, Facebook.com/High Society Radio. And then, of course, More Like Radio at 7 o'clock on Fridays.
I love it. I love plugging things.
Yeah, you can download the show by going to newtrashcity.com, morelikeradio.org, or searching New Trash City on iTunes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Johnny, I watched a little documentary a couple years ago called Food Inc. And they profiled a company that I never really even heard of, despite their giant role in all our lives. And it's called Monsanto.
They're pieces of shit.
Now, why do you say that?
They fucking created Agent Orange, which was using NAM.
That helped us win the war.
We didn't win a NAM. I don't know who told you that, son. You can ask mad homeless people that you bump into. We lost that war. Easy.
I don't trust homeless people. I don't talk to them.
And then everywhere they go, they just fucking poison people. They genetically modify food, basically, is what they do.
I'm about to genetically modify you. How about that?
Damn, that sounds fucking
You're
nice.
You're anti-GMOs?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm pro-GMO.
I could believe it. You look like you built for that lifestyle, son.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean,
I don't know,
Johnny?
Son.
Huh?
You about it. I can't handle you.
I didn't know you were just some goddamn bleeding heart hippie.
To a point, and that extent, yeah, I hate them.
All right, so the GMOs are bad. What else is bad about them?
They just modify your food, and then your cancer and fucking retardation in your babies goes up and shit.
Now, what exactly does Monsanto make? I know they make soybeans.
They do soybeans. I know they do corn. Green beans and shit. Stuff like
do
that.
We eat
shit that you grow.
They also make the pesticides that go on those things. And that's
DDT,
where some of the problems are.
Do they
are.
Make DDT too?
Nobody that's makes DDT
Jake,
anymore.
Jake
anymore,
Roberts right? makes DDT, son. Am I right?
Boom, we
Am
already
right?
covered that.
Am I right? Am I right, son?
Yeah, but they just bad people, son.
Luckily, I don't eat any of those things. I don't eat anything that's grown
out, corn.
Out of the planet.
40% of a McDonald's cheeseburger is Monsanto soybeans.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh. Speaking of McDonald's,
we'll get back to Monsanto.
Let's keep going on Monsanto. Then we'll talk about McDonald's. Something I need to talk about. But Johnny, Monsanto, should we go? I don't know. Burn down their factories?
We should. They're fucking evil. They're basically a military company disguised as farmers and shit. It's like A-Team type stuff and shit.
Really?
They're really bad people.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Wait, so there's a whole bunch of Mr. Majestics down there, and they teamed up.
That would be awesome too. I love that movie, but nah, man. They're just fucking bad people and shit. Anything they touch, they genetically modify or enhance, as they like to use that word a lot, and they fuck your shit up. Obama had they back. He passed that Monsanto bill. Where they
didn't pass.
Oh, it did pass. It was in there for a minute, though. It was 6 months. They had like a rider for 6 months. It was technically, they could do shit, right?
They could do shit anyway. They're fine. They're a billion-dollar corporation, Johnny.
Yeah, they're still pieces of shit, though. It's more military money, if anything, though. Well, no, not really. To be fair, they get farm money more now, but they still a military company. That's where they started their butter and shit. But they pieces of shit at the end of the day. So anything with Monsanto in it, I wouldn't need it. Probably grow a third arm or some crazy shit.
You want to fight them?
Nah, I ain't got no fucking time for it. I don't eat none of their shit. I don't eat nothing healthy, nigga. I eat blueberries. They don't touch blueberries and beans.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
Yeah, they use Roundup to kill the fuck. What do you mean? They use Roundup, which is one of the largest uses of pesticides in the world. They kill the fucking. Monsanto makes pesticides as much as they make genetically modified seeds.
But I get my blueberries from Stuart Leonard. Stuart Leonard is 100% natural. That's what it says on the bag when you buy it.
It seems like a lie.
Do you only shop at Stuart Leonard's?
Nah, yes. I have the money, and that's where all I go.
It's a baller.
That is very baller.
They have like giant robot things in there, right?
Something like that, yeah. Like
animatronics.
Yeah, you
giant
go
robots
by.
That shit out blueberries.
No, they have.
There's only one, right? The one like
no, they got a but they got a cow that goes moo when you go buy the milk.
Well, no, I mean there's only one Stu Leonard store, right? In New York.
That I know of, yeah, that's the one in Yonkers, past the raceway.
Yeah, the one
track.
That's
it's
by the
deep.
It's right next to the toll.
It's very good.
I've never been inside.
I'm gonna
there.
Take you out of here one day. We can browse. I'm not buying that shit, but we can
the
browse.
For the record, Monsanto was never a military company.
They made Agent Orange, though.
No, they didn't. They did. They used pesticides for oranges.
Thought they were Agent Orange.
No.
No?
You were incorrect.
Google
that.
It. Google Agent Orange. Put Agent Orange and who made it.
It says Disney.
Disney made Agent
no,
Orange?
No, it doesn't say that at
all. So who made it?
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It doesn't.
Can we just say it was Monsanto? Okay.
Dow Chemical.
Is it part of Monsanto? I thought Monsanto had something to do with them.
It was manufactured. Okay, yeah, Monsanto did. Okay.
Oh, suck my dick,
but they're not a military company. Here, I'm back.
Use just his face.
Used it, though. Mentally, yes, I did. Technically, they all pieces of shit, son. Like, I know, technically.
Technically.
Here's the shit, though. You can't really fight with them. Because
they're literally
everywhere.
Pieces of shit because their business practices are fucking
yeah,
terrible.
But they're everywhere anyway. So, like, I never got how you're going to say you're going to fight. It's evil, but it's fucking everywhere. You can't really fight shit that's everywhere. You'd have to grow your own
what do you
shit.
Mean? I know preachers that fight Satan every day.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think you're serious about that.
They all pieces of shit, though, so fuck them.
Oh, I actually have a good story, real quick, before we start talking about McDonald's.
Mm. Bring it.
There's this girl who works with me at the bar, right? Stanley, you met her. She's a waitress over there.
Yes.
Yeah. So she goes, she tells me, now she's been working with me for 6 months. Out of nowhere, she goes, yeah, I was going to school to be like a preacher, like an evangelical preacher
what?
For a while.
What?
And I was like, really?
You go to school for that?
Yeah, she was like going to retreats. She was like, I did a lot of youth preaching. That. And I was like, so why'd you stop? She was like, I don't know. I turned like 22 and I had like, no, she's like, I turned like 20. I had sex for the first time. And I kind of realized that like, God wasn't real.
Oh, for sex?
That's
crazy. I don't know if you were that like gun holder to begin with then, if that's what it took.
Yeah, I think that, but I think that's pretty funny. That's all it takes to make you realize that religion, well, because religion tells you to not have some fun and then you have some fun. And
she got some dick.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's a weird, funny story.
That's fucking funny, though.
And how old is she
the
now?
The power of dick better than the power of Christ.
How long ago was she?
Apparently, ask a hoe.
How long? So she wanted to be a nun or a...
No, priest.
She wanted
priest.
To be a preacher, not like a Catholic. It wasn't like a Catholic.
They don't take women in
but,
that.
You know, they still tell you premarital sex is wrong in all those, like,
of
Christian
course.
Places.
Yeah, of course.
But she could still have gotten off, though, right?
I guess.
That's a, that was the first time getting banged, too, right?
Huh?
That was the first time ever.
Yeah,
like,
she said she like you know.
Nice.
She had an awakening.
Shout out to that dude whoever gunned that down. Good for you, man.
And he got her pregnant because she refused to use a condom.
Yep. And then she was like, "Well, I need this abortion, so I really hate God."
That's what's up.
Oh man,
I love
so
it.
So it's
dude.
Like she's fucking around. She's just with that one dude though. Because if she's with that one dude, you know, happy
I don't
for
think
her,
so.
But it's kind
it was
of
like
a
years
waste.
Ago. She's older
so she's
now.
Fucking around now.
She's not fucking around. She's a person who has relationships.
That's good. Hey, I don't. When I say fuck around, that's not a bad thing. No,
fucking
no.
Suck it.
I know what you're thinking when you say fucking around, Johnny.
Not
I know about you.
Not at all.
Johnny.
Having girls piss on your floor and then throwing them out into the cold streets.
It's a good time is what that is.
Johnny, please.
I don't have cats living with me. I'm not wifed up. I don't have a girl either. I got to go see her. She has cats you fall in love with and shit. You guys are suckers and shit.
My girl didn't have a cat. I have a cat.
Oh, it's your cat?
Yeah, it was always my cat.
Oh.
I got a cat because I was lonely living in that big house all by myself.
You don't like dogs? What's wrong with a dog?
What's wrong with a dog?
Yeah. A dog would...
I'm irresponsible.
Two-eye maintenance, man. Like, having to fucking walk a dog every day, twice a day, just seems like a giant pain.
I hear a lot of people say it because cats weird me out just the fact that they're too fucking independent. They just do weird extra shit. Like, they'll stare at you for hours on end and then probably not move. I've heard people say that before. They just fucking stare at you like, I don't know what the fuck they're looking at.
That's why they came out with that clock with the eyes that go back and forth.
It's great. I have four of those. I think it's the cat brain disease, but I'm not sure. So I'm constantly buying cat products. I took a shit in a litter box the other day. I don't know why I did. Then I buried it. It was awful. I just felt like I had to.
That's a pretty big litter box.
And then I started batting at some string.
Well, I mean, who doesn't enjoy that?
Wow, I mean, that's pretty fun. Even before the brain disease.
I do that as like recovery from CrossFit. Like when I'm done CrossFit.
Yeah.
I bat some string you around. Fuck out. You gotta keep your heart rate up between sets, you know?
You gotta
some strength.
You gotta get those gains. You can't lose those gains.
That
Yo, yo, you heard Obama shutting down Prospect Park for like an entire day, yo?
That's some bullshit. Where am I going to jog?
Yeah, son.
Is that part of CrossFitting?
Yeah. I go down there, I jog.
Obama's killing your shit, son.
It's fucked up, man. I need to go down there. I like to feed the ducks in the morning.
Wait, how the fuck is he shutting down the park?
I don't know. He's like landing there or something and
that's
hanging
some
out.
That's bullshit,
there.
Son. He really is like a fucking king, as they say online.
No, he's not. He just doesn't want to get shot.
What kind of person shuts down the park, son? Mayor Bloomberg don't even do that.
Mayor Bloomberg just shuts down fun.
Yes, he does.
You can have fun in a park. I used to drink at Prospect Park all the time.
Can't now.
For one day. In Prospect Park. Where are the homeless people going to go? They're just going to get shot. That's just an excuse for the Secret Service to shoot homeless people.
Do you still have homeless people in your parks?
Yeah, of course.
Yo, I swear to God, all we have left is like drunk winos, but they're not bums. They actually get up before fucking midnight and leave somewhere. I don't see a bum in my parks anymore. You don't see them? Maybe Central Park?
I see them in Prospect Park all the
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah, there's still weird gay guys who randomly suck each other off in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, there's a
Park.
Known spot in Prospect Park where you know dudes go to get, you know.
That's where the gay ninja used to lurk.
Yeah.
What the fuck
about the gay
is
ninja?
That?
It was a guy with a samurai sword who was attacking gay people for sucking each other off Prospect Park.
Yeah.
I always thought it was great. It was great by the Daily News that this guy hated gay people so much, but then they just called it. Now he's known as the gay ninja.
That's all he is. He didn't even want to be that. He just wanted to stand up for something right, and they just called him a gay ninja. It was just because of the weapon he used, or...
He's a gay ninja.
That's all that is.
Well,
all
he
right
dressed
then.
Up like a ninja and carried a katana.
Shut the fuck up. A real... Yeah, he really dressed like a ninja, son. That's OD. Damn.
Emphasis on the D,
to
right, Johnny?
Yeah, to be fair, though, like, you don't even need it. Like, if you're getting a blowjob, you ain't really... You don't really need
a man
dress like
as
a ninja.
As a ninja attacked four gay men over 2 weeks in Prospect Park.
Ah, Brooklyn, I love you. That's some hard shit right there. That's terrible.
I'm glad you think that, because that would have come off as insensitive if you hadn't said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be. Apologize to all the More Like Radio listeners.
I'm sorry.
He's not sorry.
Wait,
I hope everyone
did you
knows
just
that.
Call all the More Like Radio listeners gay?
No, I said
I did it.
No, I said that you have to apologize to them
for calling them gay.
I'm not doing it. Not at all.
This is so embarrassing. I blame Monsanto.
Hell yeah, might as well.
That genetically modified food just...
I blame Monsanto and... What else do I... Oh yeah, cat brain.
There you go.
Cat brain.
Oh, finally.
And McDonald's?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to.
Speaking of evil corporations, right?
No. Well, now maybe.
Why?
What do we all love about McDonald's?
McRib.
Cheap. The dollar menu, mix. Son.
$4 nuggets. Four
I like
nuggets
McFlurry, so is that on a dollar menu?
No, $1.
I like
50.
A Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
You're the only one.
Two for
disgusting
five.
Disgusting weirdo.
Two for five. You're an old person. My grandma used that shit. I only know old people to eat that. You mad old, son.
I like McRibs also.
McRibs is good money.
You're a creep. So the dollar menu is now gone.
Completely?
Starting November 4th.
How the fuck does that work?
It will be called the Dollar Menu and More.
So you get more for a dollar.
Oh,
then,
it's
right?
Like the Dollar Menu and Friends Hour. It's like Garfield and Friends.
There you go.
Now
that
it's
going to
be like a bunch of mid-priced items and not just the dollar menu.
But that's how it is in New York anyway.
Well, yeah, no. In Times Square, they don't even have a dollar menu.
No, they do.
Only thing that's on it is a small soda.
Or apple pie.
Yeah.
You get two for a buck.
In the boroughs, New York City, the dollar menu is fine. And it's gone now. I think they're going to have $5 items on there.
What? Oh, you trying to fuck with Wendy's and shit.
I have no idea.
Wendy's got that shit locked down. Their menu's the best.
And they blame it all on the double cheeseburger, the McDouble, because apparently people...
What, it bankrupted them and shit?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Get the fuck out of
here. All the franchisees were like, look, man, this thing is costing us too much money, and that's all anyone's ordering at this place is a goddamn dollar double cheeseburger.
I used to do that late night.
It must have hurt them even more, like, once they had to put the calorie counts next to the meals, because people must have just been like, I don't want to order a value meal because it's fucking 10,000 fucking calories. I'll just get, like, two double cheeseburgers.
Yes, son.
That works.
Bargain. And then they changed it to the McDouble, which was just a double cheeseburger with one less slice of cheese.
Hell yeah.
But then, yeah, that still screwed them over. Like, it was just an awful...
How could one slice of cheese save them for a burger?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know, to stop the bleeding for a few months.
If I was them, I would have said the breakfast sandwiches fucked them. They got those two for three, and all their breakfast sandwiches have cheese.
Yeah, but
on
eggs, how cheap are eggs? Come on.
Yeah, but
they're
you got
free.
Sausage and McMuffins on there, or biscuits. Biscuits ain't that cheap.
It was the McDouble dollar menu is what.
That's what killed him?
Yeah. That's what killed the dollar menu. It's really depressing. I want to go to McDonald's, get a goddamn McChicken.
As many as you can.
Well,
so
I remember they tried to
now.
Take the double cheeseburger off for a while, and they put that terrible Mac Jr. on there, which
oh,
was just half
was
a Big Mac.
Brutal.
I don't even remember getting that.
It was just a cheeseburger with Big Mac sauce.
It didn't even last. That sounds
pretty
good, last 3 months. They took that shit down quick.
I like the.
Well, people were missing that double meat though, dog.
No homo.
They were like really
not
about,
at all.
Like, why are you getting a double? Why would you ever get a Big Mac if a double cheeseburger is a dollar? You're
that's
still
true,
getting
though.
Just as much beef on that double cheeseburger.
Not no bullshit.
Some
Thousand Islands. This fucking secret sauce.
I like the secret sauce.
Get that bread out of there. Get that extra slice of bread out of there. That's fucking useless.
Oh, yeah.
Same price. You get two double cheeseburgers. You get four meats. You get four meats and four breads. It's still cheaper than a Big Mac.
Four
fuck
meats
yes.
and four breads.
Four breads.
We're talking like cavemen.
I know. They
I shovel them shits together like cards.
The old Popeye trick.
Sounds delicious. That's all I want to eat now.
So basically, Wendy's has that shit locked down, and Wendy's has
yeah, they got
a lot.
Well, I mean, Wendy's chili. Has always been running shit because they got that 5-piece nuggets for a dollar. McDonald's had that 4-piece nuggets
fuck
for a dollar.
A softy and shit for a buck.
Hell yeah, chili that clearly has piss in it.
Hey, look, man, it's
well,
not
now,
bad chili though.
Now the dollar menu more is gonna have 20 chicken nuggets for $5. That's what they're gonna.
It's have. The same shit. Or they raised it a penny. It used to be $4.99 for 20.
Yeah, I might fuck
that's
with
not,
that.
That's not bad right there. Everybody
fuck
knows
them.
That 20 chicken nuggets is what you need. You
how much is those Mighty Wings? It's like 6-piece for like $5.99 or some shit.
I don't eat
some,
that shit. I'm not getting chicken wings at McDonald's.
I don't know. It might be good. It's boneless.
Oh yeah, they sell chicken wings at McDonald's.
Nah, that's
about
the new
that.
Shit. They're Mighty Wings or whatever. I want the McRib. Why can't they just have that shit year round? Is that like a fucking holy pig?
Well,
because
they got to wait for a bunch of farmers to throw out a bunch of pork.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
it. And get it real cheap. That's actually a fact, you know? Right?
Yeah, I know. It's the same shit with that. You ever seen that video on what McNuggets actually are? It's like
oh,
some
yeah.
That shit was brutal.
No, I think that's it used to be that. What Giants talking about is...
It's like a paste kind
pink
of
slime.
Yeah.
There's pink slime. Yeah, pink slime. It was just... It's like a weird paste that they then shape into food. Which is really...
They made it taste good, though. I'll give them that. Sweet and sour sauce on anything, so it's just edible, bitch.
How does pink slime turn into chicken skin?
I don't know, but it made it work.
It shouldn't work, though, Johnny. No. Sure. Johnny, you see the guy who punched the Patriots fan chick in the face at
yep.
the after the Jets game?
And they all got
beginning of this week?
Banned. The chick that got punched in the face, banned.
You know that the dude who did it also killed a guy like 10 years ago, or like 15 years ago.
I did not hear that. Get the fuck out of here.
He killed a 17-year-old kid. He like stabbed him to death.
Over Jets game?
No, he was just out. He was on Long Island, and the kid got, you know, he stabbed the kid to death. I think it was like self-defense because he only got like 3 years in prison.
Oh, there you go. So, you know, he's rash sometimes when he makes decisions. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, sure, Johnny.
He
yeah,
defended
that makes sense.
Apparently, though, he got attacked by 3 people. That's what the video didn't show. Because that's what they claiming on the news.
Yeah,
it was
after,
a dude,
wait,
two
wait,
chicks.
Wait. You're telling me there was repercussions because he punched a woman in the face?
Well, oh yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Fucking shocked and appalled.
Yeah. Oh no, they all got banned from the state. The chick got punched in the face got banned too.
Ah, those bans don't really mean shit. Technically, no. I'm banned from Shea Stadium.
No, no.
It doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
Field.
And I don't
you
think
got
it carries over. Yeah, there you go. But no, they have to ask permission to come to events that they still have to pay for. So fuck that team. You're gonna fucking need permission, and then you're gonna
wait,
charge them.
Are they banned when the Giants play?
Yeah, they can't go to that stadium at all. No events, no nothing. They banned. WrestleMania wants to come around town again? Banned. Done.
Look.
Can't do it.
Look, we're pretty much... High Society Radio is pretty much done for this week.
Shout out to Mark
God.
Sanchez.
That went so quickly.
There's something that we're going to talk about next week. It's called Mamming, and it involves tits.
Titties.
Woo! Tits!
Love titties.
You're going to hear about it next week, because right now there's just not enough time. Well, I thank More Like Radio and the More Like Radio Network.
Hell
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
Brain Stew.
Those are our N-words. Brain Stew.
Hell yeah. Just bubbling stew pots full of brains.
Mmm. So good.
Good stuff, boys.
I'll turn you into a cannibal. It's been a fun one.
Or it's just a stew made out of mice from cartoons. All right, Stuart
man.
Little and the Brain from Piggy and the Brain.
Ah, I get it. Hey, let's all have sex with each other, right?
Fuck it.
Did I say that out loud again?
Oh, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I've been jerking off under this table the whole time.
I got Monsanto rubbers. I'm going to super come on you and shit.
Good. They're seeming it for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, we got to get out of here. That's it. We've run out of things. Oh. You know what the best Pokemon is to get in the Pokemon video game?
What is it?
Squirtle. There was like a 10-page article I was reading about. It was like breaking down the video game.
What the fuck with the Pokemon?
And then, yo, we're on the cusp of like big shit. There was like $1 million card the other day and shit like that.
Yeah.
We're good. We on it, son. We are on
it. Maybe there'll be more Pokemon talk next week. I don't know.
Save up for that.
I fucking hope not.
Squirtle. Squirtle's a really good Pokemon, though.
Squirtle.
You know what I'm talking about.
I watch
about.
That shit now.
Hell yeah.
I put it on.
Fucking Pokemon.
I gotta keep
Ash,
up with
son.
It. Because they making money.
Ash, catch them. Gotta catch them all. Get it? And that guy Brock he hung out with seemed like a rapist to me.
Yeah, Brock right? was pretty much a perfect dude.
And the other girl was a serious bitch. All right. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
We out.
Say goodbye.